what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Awesome-O Injury Report. I'm Dave Lochran, filling in for Adam Scheer, along with Greg Ehrenberg, as usually, G. Ehrenberg, DFS on the Twitters. I'm at Laffy underscore D, breaking down injuries or lack thereof on a two-game slate today, but still a couple of things that could play into the decision-making process and maybe separate one elite player from the other. So we'll dive into it. Only two games on the slate. Before we do, though, remember, Yahoo Daily Fantasy Sports, sponsor of the Injury Report. Sign up using the link in the description. Get $90 Awesome-O Plus Platinum subscription entirely for free and $10 of free play over at Yahoo if you haven't signed up yet. It's a no-brainer. I mean, you'd be crazy not to do it. Take advantage of it if you haven't done so yet and get in on some of the best contests out there. Best payout structure you're going to find over at Yahoo. Use the link in the description. Get a free month of Awesome-O Plus Platinum and use all of the tools over there for Yahoo to start winning some money. What's up, man?
Yeah, two-game slate, which is not super uncommon for basketball. It is uncommon to get the just lack of names on the injury report we have today. There's not that much to talk about. Maybe stuff will change. Maybe it won't. But hopefully you guys like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Maybe by the time the deeper dive and Live Before Lock roll around later, maybe then there'll be a little more injury news to talk about. But if anything does pop up, leave us a question in the comment section below, and I'll be answering those later in the day.
Sounds good. Yeah, we try and read and respond to all of these comments as well. So take advantage of that. All right, so I guess we can start with Anthony Davis. It's not as significant. Like, this would be basically negligible on a larger slate. But given that you've got LeBron up top, you have Embiid up top, Davis played 25 minutes in his return last game. Negligible performance on top of that. Should play, I think we talked about this before the show, around 28 minutes against Joel Embiid in the 76ers. What does this do for the Lakers' top players?
Yeah, so you and I were talking about it before the show just because, I mean, what else are we going to talk about when it comes to NBA injury news? There's not that much to talk about when it came to show prep, but the reason we're including Anthony Davis here is it's a two-game slate. Everybody's somewhat impactful. It's also Anthony Davis's second game back now from the knee injury. I don't expect a full allotment of minutes, like you said before. I think somewhere around 28 is a reasonable expectation, 25 in his first game. But even with him being back in the mix, it's going to make a difference because he's obviously a much higher usage player than guys like Dwight Howard or DeAndre Jordan who have gotten center run in the absence of Anthony Davis. So here's how it impacts this particular slate. Less usage for LeBron James, less usage for Russell Westbrook. And on the high end, it doesn't mean we can't look at LeBron James, but it makes Joel Embiid on the other side of this game the pretty clear top star to look at on the slate. So if you're only playing one lineup and you can only pay up for one guy, it's pretty easily a lean for me to Joel Embiid over LeBron James because Anthony Davis is back in the mix and taking away some of that usage from LeBron. And Embiid's just been a usage monster. He's a guy who's pretty regularly putting up 40%+ usage on a regular basis. And it's now 15 of the last 16 games hit the over on his points prop, just for an idea of how consistent his scoring numbers have been.
While we're on the topic of elite players, I figure since we don't have a ton to talk about, we could at least throw Steph Curry into the mix to ask you a question here. We saw Klay Thompson play a season-high 26 minutes last game, and at no point in the second half was that competitive whatsoever. So he didn't see any fourth-quarter run. Could we have been looking at a game where Klay Thompson's minutes were close to 30, if not above that? And how does that affect someone like Curry when you have him, Embiid, and LeBron James at the top of this slate?
Yeah, so I think the blowout is maybe a little less impactful to Klay Thompson than it might seem at first glance because he's been so restricted in terms of his minutes and they've been really cautious and slow in bringing him along. You know, really significant injuries for Klay Thompson. Torn ACL, torn Achilles, didn't play in 2.5 years. We've seen his minutes not really get changed by blowouts because they just want to get him that work. And a lot of the games he's been involved in have been blowouts. A game against the Milwaukee Bucks, which was decided by 20-something points. He ended up playing 21 minutes in that game when his minutes restriction was 22. Same thing, a game against the Detroit Pistons. The Warriors won that game by 16. They didn't really have to play their starters in the second half, but still, they gave Klay Thompson his full allotment of minutes just because they want to make sure he's getting that work in. The other thing also, Klay did miss a couple of games because of knee soreness, so I don't think we're going to see 30-plus from him. I think something along the lines of what we saw last game, 26, is what we should keep expecting. Maybe once we get another 2-3 weeks from now, we start to see Klay Thompson worked up to 30 minutes, but there's no real need for the Warriors to push him right now.
The only other news that we're waiting on, and I guess honestly, Greg, on a two-game slate, this actually could be pretty significant, is just what we're going to get from these two guards in Minnesota. You have Patrick Beverley, who was sidelined last game, actually he's been sidelined for a few games now. And then Jalen Noel, who played 20 minutes off the bench, was, you know, mildly productive and has been on the season, averaging north of a fantasy point per minute. In the event that both of these guys sit, it still opens up enough run for us to get a little bit of value here, right?
Yeah, and once again, value that would not matter on a slate that probably, if the slate had three games, it probably wouldn't even matter. But it's a two-game slate with almost no injury news. So there's a couple impacts here. First, if you take Patrick Beverley off the court, there's a big bump in assist rate that goes to D'Angelo Russell. So that's something that make Russell look a little bit more appealing for this particular slate. But if Beverley and Noel are both out, then I think we're probably looking at north of 20 minutes from Malik Beasley. And when we're looking at guys to play at potential value prices today, Beasley would have to stand out in that type of regard, just because it's a two-game slate. There isn't that much value. And Beasley is somebody we've seen is not afraid to shoot when he's out on the court, even to the point where Beasley could be on the court with Karl-Anthony Towns, Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell, and Malik Beasley, saying, you know, he's the best player on the court right now, Malik Beasley. And he goes out there and the dude starts chucking. So just because of the way he plays, there's certainly upside in Malik Beasley if he's going to get those extended minutes without Noel and Beverley.
And I don't know if we have anything else aside from that. The only other piece of news that, I mean, to call it news is a stretch itself, would be that Seth Curry and Shake Milton remain out and Danny Green is expected back for Philly, but it doesn't really move the needle in one direction or the other.
No, I mean, these guys have been out, Seth Curry and Shake Milton. So that's one of the reasons we've seen so much usage go to Joel Embiid, is because there's been no Seth Curry, there's been no Shake Milton. He's really just taken all of the scoring load on his shoulder. And Tobias Harris has been massively disappointing this season. So we just continue to expect Joel Embiid to have a lot of usage. Joel Embiid is the top guy to pay up for. Maybe that's something on the slate that we would look at differently if Seth Curry and Shake Milton were in the mix. But as of now, those guys are out, pay up for Joel Embiid.
I guess that does it for us, Greg.
That does do it for us.
You'll be on Live Before Lock tonight?
Yeah, I'll be on Live Before Lock. Everybody should check that out, because who knows what'll change. Two-game slate. Yesterday, for instance, James Harden was expected to be the most popular player on the slate. He gets ruled out, you know, 30 minutes before that game lock. So you never know. Stuff always changes.
But the thing, too, is one small piece of news can affect everything. A massive ripple effect on a slate like this. So hang with us. You got the deeper dive coming up with Adam, Sharon, myself at 5:30 Eastern, 6:30. It's Greg and Eric Lindquist. And, you know, we'll take you all the way up to lock. Remember, use that link in the description. Check out the Yahoo amazing promo. Get a free month of Awesome-O Plus Platinum. Hit that like button, subscribe, and comment. Let us know what you think tonight's slate. We'll catch you back here for the next.